USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once the trial is complete. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Mark McClellan tells CNBC that it's likely that the agency will be able to move quickly with their decision.
It is going to be a thorough process at the FDA. They look at all the actual data, replicate the studies that are reported, but those findings are very promising, especially around the ability of a very small dose to lead to a very strong immune reaction. And that's another reason why we give a lot of vaccines to younger kids, very resilient immune system. So it's good that that's panning out, and action by the FDA in a month seems very feasible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Facebook is facing bipartisan calls for its leaders to testify before Congress after reports about Instagram's impact on teens. Tim Berg has more.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Facebook executives to testify after a Wall Street Journal story reported that the social media company knew Instagram hurts teenage girls' mental health, but kept it a secret. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains what the platform can do to people.
It has led to an elevation in the rate of teen suicides, into eating disorders, and we have heard from pediatricians and from parents for quite a while, plenty of anecdotal evidence.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has now become the deadliest in U.S. history, surpassing the 1918 flu outbreak. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that deaths from COVID passed 675,000 on Monday, surpassing the estimated death toll from the Spanish flu. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Critics of the $3.5 trillion spending package say they are worried about the tax hikes that are included in the bill. Here's Lance Pry.
To put it into perspective, the Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on World War II, both the European and Pacific theaters. The taxation plans put forth under the Biden administration should have everyone concerned. Palm Beach County Clerk Democrat Joseph Abruzzo on Newsmax TV over the weekend.
Look, we're about to be we're close to $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. If we do not start taking corrective action to lower that debt, our dollar is going to be significantly hurt. And yes, absolutely. Get involved. Start talking, especially the Democrats, to their congresspeople to say, hey, I'm looking at this. I see some of the detail in the bill, and this is not good for myself or my family.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the major indices on Wall Street all closed down on Monday, recording their largest losses in more than 4 months. The S&P 500 fell 75 points, shedding nearly 2% and suffering its biggest drop since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day down 614 points and was briefly down nearly 1,000 at one point in the day. It finished down 1.8%. The Nasdaq lost 2.2% as well. Investor worries about the Federal Reserve possibly pulling back on some of the support it's had been giving the economy led the sell-off. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.